You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Unbelievable finish yesterday at the U.S. Open. We got a major baseball trade that happened yesterday as well. What a Father's Day. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perla. Perl, as a dad, first of all, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much.
What was the one thing you got fixated on the most? Was it the U.S. Open ending with J.J. Spawn of Los Angeles winning, or was it the Devers trade?
Oh, my God. The U.S. Open was the most perfect Father's Day U.S. Open, except for the rain delay. J.J. Spawn is unathletic looking. He had his family there with his two kids. Apparently he was up late last night because his daughter was throwing up all night. And he had to go to get medicine.
Doesn't get more dad than that.
Blew the TPC earlier and almost quit golf last year in June. This was the ultimate non-athletic dad sitting on the couch event. And not only that, I thought the course made it incredibly dramatic. I love seeing these guys. Every shot you had to watch closely, every drive, because if it just went 3 feet to the right, you're in grass that is up to your knees. It was one of the most dramatic days I've seen. But the other thing too was you had no idea who was going to be in play. Scottie Scheffler was getting close to being in the lead. He almost went in at a plus three to be the leader in the clubhouse at the end. And he missed a couple easy putts, could have been plus one and really been in this tournament. So it was totally exciting to me. And then when Spawn almost had a hole-in-one on a par four, that was one of the most incredible shots I've ever seen. And then to hit the 64-footer to win it, you could not invent a more dramatic Father's Day victory.
Here's what it sounded like yesterday as Spawn is sinking that birdie putt. Thank you to NBC for that. And it was he's the only golfer who finished under par. It was unreal how the weather really wreaked havoc. The course is already impossible. And then the weather yesterday, where you mentioned the hour and a half rain delay, the torrential downpours, it's raining throughout the back nine. You're fighting daylight, which is disappearing quickly. And of all the dramatic and difficult shots, he has to hit a 64-foot birdie putt to win it, which would be impossible to make even on the best conditions and the most perfect course.
Right. I mean, the weather actually helped him. After the rain delay, he was a different golfer.
Yeah. Said he changed his whole outfit. Yeah. Like, he changed everything up.
Got a mental break. But also, too, I don't think he could have been as aggressive on that putt if it was dry and sunny, because that might have gone set. That's the other thing, too. The sun would have been... A dry, sunny day on that course would have been a disaster, too. So it was like The rain slowed down the greens, which helped him a lot. Otherwise, he would have been in big trouble. But I thought it was incredible drama. And here's the thing. People are saying the course is too hard. U.S. Open, Tiger, they showed the rain delay game. During the rain delay, they showed Tiger beat Rocco Mediate. They were both at even when the course ended. That's one of the great tournaments of all time. So I don't want to hear the course was too hard. That means nothing historically.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with basically an impossible kind of course? You could hear guys cursing. You know, well, I guess that's not that unexpected. But
breaking,
you know,
clubs almost.
Guys are just...
They're like, just like us.
They're hating. Out here, Detroit!
Sort of. That's what EJ sounds like on a golf course. Here's mm-hmm. JJ Spahn on the weather conditions yesterday.
It was super wet, but it was similar to like yesterday. The greens slowed down quite a bit. But I knew, you know, with my iron game, as long as I got in the fairway, I could attack because of how soft it got. I mean, it was already pretty soft. So that's kind of, I kind of relied on the experience yesterday.
Okay. So, of course, JJ Spahn, LA native, huge LA sports fan. He compared his final putt to a very famous NBA game winner.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That was more like the Fisher shot with like 0.2 seconds left.
The Knicks coach?
But yeah, I couldn't even believe what I witnessed when that went in. Kind of like a Nick Taylor moment, but for the U.S. Open.
Okay, so that's a deep cut. It's what, that 04 Lakers team beat the Spurs with Derek Fisher hitting the game winner and then just running right off the court, which is just an all-timer. So there you go, JJ Spahn. But the question really is, do you feel like that course was so hard, too hard, that it actually made it not fun? You loved it, EJ. And EJ, this is tough because I actually do like watching these guys kind of struggle and have to hit these crazy shots and the greens are nuts.
This crap is crap.
But it's weird because I am with you about wanting to see football in a dome, which I get clowned for incessantly because I'm a Bills fan and everyone thinks I should love like disgusting weather.
Wait, but clarify though. You want that because you think it fits the team, not because you enjoy football in a dome.
No, I don't think, yes, it's very specific. I don't think this Buffalo Bills team is actually that great in weather. So I'd rather them have perfect conditions. But that's my fandom kind of bleeding into this thing. And watching snow games is super fun, but is it great football? You know, they say wind is actually the worst thing, even more than snow and rain for football. But this is the thing. With football, it's like you get one shot at winning a title, right? You have to go through the playoffs and there's just one thing. These are a lot of different majors. They all have different flavors, right? They all have different quirks and things about them. The Masters is unique for one reason. The Players is different for another. The Open Championship, the British Open, is different for another. So I don't mind when the U.S. Open is insanely hard because everyone knows it going in. It's not like a squall just moves in and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? We know that the course is going to be insanely tough.
Yeah, I mean, what's memorable about the PGA Championship where basically Scheffler ran away with it. It was, to me, the elements add to it. It's kind of like a snow game. And then you remember snow games throughout history. You don't really remember the dome games for the elements. I mean, obviously there were great dome games, but you don't remember them because they were in a dome. You remember like weather. You remember Raiders, Patriots in 2001. You know, those stick in the memory. I think it makes football special. You know, I'm a big NFL films guy. You really like... You never hear John Facenda talking about and the lights at the top of the dome. No, you hear about the snowfall and the wind and the weather and the autumn wind and all that stuff. Elements are part of football, and I think they're part of golf. Also, strategy was incredible. Like, what guys had to adjust to, that, to me, was remarkable. The guys who could survive that course says a lot.
You may remember JJ Spahn. I know EJ's shaking his head. He didn't like what he saw yesterday facing off at the Players Championship against Rory.
Yeah, he blew that one.
He did. And so now he got his revenge yesterday. And the funny part about it being Father's Day and his daughter's up in the middle of the night puking and he's got to go to CVS to get the drugs and have her feel better. And that's why he got off to a slow start.
And you got the sense, and you, listen, it's just a snapshot. Like, that seemed like a very tight family, which is kind of fun. Like, the wife and heard her exhale too, because I guess he's had a really tough road here. Really bottomed out last year around June, lost his confidence. Great story. Seems like an incredibly likable guy. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But I thought it was a perfect Father's Day.
It was fun, that's for sure. Although EJ was hating it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just.
What
I
about mean, Mr. Stewart? Did your dad like it?
My dad was not watching the U.S. Open. I don't know. There was no. I mean, maybe he was playing video games. I don't know what he was doing. He wasn't watching golf.
All right.
You like actively hated this? Like, what?
I think the week, the overall weekend, right? The ending was awesome. The moments were awesome. I like, you know, with the guy went in and the starter being in there. Like, that's great. Like, all that's fine. Again, I want to see the elite athletes at their best. So, you know, when Perloff said, you know, to see someone survive the course, like, that's when Maggie said I had to face, like, that my face literally recoiled. I'm just like, sports shouldn't be about surviving. Sports should be about excelling. That's literally what we want to see. We want to see excellence when we see professional athletes. And I guess there's an argument to be made that it takes excellence to survive a course like that. But, and I'm not saying I want the PGA Tour either. I'm not a PGA Championship. Like, it's not as important. So, no, I don't want the PGA Championship. But the Masters, I think, is a great balance. It is tricky, is difficult, but it also allows you to see these guys at their best. And to me, you see guys really going shot for shot. Like, to me, you could win this course simply by, again, not blowing up, unlike other guys who lost this thing on Friday or Thursday because they just, the conditions of the actual course, not even the weather, were just so difficult.
I think there's a part of it where this actually proves the excellence, right? And not every guy is going to be, you know, is going to be Scottie Scheffler, who would probably win if the conditions were perfect, but you got something different because JJ Spahn was able to still continue to attack. I kind of loved it. I really did. It was an amazing ending. And of course, that shot, that putt is going to live on forever.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it becomes, whether you're at minus one or minus 10, I mean, it's going to become competition. Like, there's, I like to see the pressure, like on Justin Rose earlier this year. Like, I like to see how these guys respond. And it's, I know the weather was a big deal in the conditions, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, man, can I hit this putt with everything riding on me, no matter what the conditions are?
Does this count for my slump buster, drought buster? I never won.
Here we go.
How young is he?
Yeah, I think he's 30 or something.
I mean, not to make it about me, but I did declare 2025 the year of the drought buster
34.
/ slump buster. But never won a major before. Now here we are.
Did anyone, if you can Google JJ Spahn broke his drought or the word drought, then I'll give it to you.
I can't get this
to
you, man.
The game basically broke his spirit. It broke his confidence. He had to build himself back up. He said, I was good. I thought I was going to lose my job. And here he is now.
Build me up.
I mean, lost to Rory McIlroy at the Players.
That built him up.
In a three-hole aggregate playoff.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Well, had he won then, would it still be a, would he have
drought busted?
Yeah.
No, Rory is a big linchpin of my whole argument 2025. Let's get to the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff. Love it. All right, Pearl, today, the Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff takes us to the Bay Area, the site of actually big news today. Rafael Devers was traded for the Boston Red Sox to the San Francisco Giants, which we will unpack in just a moment. But the Mount Olympus, the four sports gods from the Bay Area. So this is San Francisco and Oakland. This is difficult. How'd you do? What'd you come up with?
Okay, I went with Montana, Rice, Steph Curry. My fourth spot, how to get a giant on there. I went with Barry Bonds because every time I'm out in the Bay Area, he is treated like a god.
Yeah, you and I are in lockstep on three out of the four of these. I think Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, unassailable. Unless you wanted to somehow put Bill Walsh in, but I don't know who he would go in over. Is he over Joe Montana? That doesn't sound right. Is he in over Jerry Rice again?
Well, I would even put Bill Walsh fifth.
Really?
Because I would put one of the other famous giants.
I'm just saying the architect of those 49ers, of the 49ers dynasty.
Right.
Would he get in over a player?
But the faces of those dynasties were the players, I think. You know, Walsh was a big deal. I put Tom Landry on Dallas because, like, that hat and that outfit was iconic. Mm. Bill Walsh was there, one of the great coaches of all time. But the faces and the sports gods, you say Montana and Rice, everyone knows exactly what you mean.
It's so interesting because for most of my life, those two guys were the GOATs. They were the greatest players.
Yep, and then a greatest quarterback, greatest receiver.
No doubt. And then a guy named Tom Brady came along and just the whole conversation got completely tilted over the last 20 years. But anyway, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, no brainer. Steph Curry, I'm with you. Greatest shooter of all time. Brought consistency, a new identity to the Golden State Warriors, just four-time champ, and also the unlikeliness of Steph Curry. There's a connection of him being the unlikely hero that I think like puts him in a different stratosphere. And I don't know if Steve Kerr could have possibly been on this Mount Olympus. Anyway, Steph Curry.
No, that one I would not.
Definitely not deserves to. It.
And then, Steve Kerr, even more than Walsh, he Mark feels Jackson. In the background. Like, yeah. I would say if you're going to put a second warrior, it'd be Klay Thompson, but
could have been Klay Thompson, no doubt.
Rick Barry, too, gets a little shout out.
My fourth sports god of the Bay Area has got to be Willie Mays. I'm not giving it to Bonds. I know the people in the Bay Area love Barry Bonds, so I'm not oblivious to that. But Barry Bonds also is part of a shameful era that is not remembered so fondly by a lot of people in baseball, whereas Willie Mays is Say Hey Kid. This is, you know, everyone can feel great about Willie Mays. He had to endure some terrible racism, things that happened with him trying to buy a house in San Francisco and getting, blackballed of that and couldn't be in a predominantly white neighborhood. There's things the story's not perfect, that Hollywood, it's real life, but he never brought shame on the San Francisco 49ers like Barry did.
Yeah, but did you ever get in a kayak and try and chase a Willie Mays home run ball?
I did not. That would have been cool, though.
That was a big part of that story, but Covico. Obviously Willie Mays, hard to argue with that. You know,
no Raiders on this list also.
No Raiders. Wait, that's not the only team.
No Athletics.
No A's, yeah. I mean, the A's are a big deal too. It's tough. That dumb Niners 80s, it's hard to keep those guys off. Montana and Rice, just say those names. They were instantly on. The one, the shakiest one to me might be Steph Curry, and I don't know why, because when I think of the Bay Area, and people can call and correct me, I don't think of it as a basketball town. I think of it like the Giants are such a huge part of San Francisco's identity. The Raiders were big in Oakland, and the Niners are huge. I just don't think of it as basketball.
I think Steph Curry changed a lot of that, though. You know, I think it's also because the Warriors had not been like a consistent winner. There were these great eras, right, with Jamal Wilkes, and you mentioned Rick Barry, and then also with Ron TMC. But then Steph brought something that was just a rocket ship. I mean, they are the blueprint for the modern dynasty.
Absolutely.
I think Oakland does have a pretty rich basketball history. You talked about, I got crucified on the show because I put Gary Payton in my Portland area Mount Rushmore, but Gary Payton, obviously, Dame Lillard, like the guys who were raised there, there is a basketball culture.
Well, yes.
But the Warriors were a laughingstock for in between some of those high points.
But if you think of great athletes from the Bay Area, I'm not sure it automatically goes basketball either. Yeah. I mean, it's a big football area too, obviously, if you're doing from
basketball.
What's that?
Bay Area basketball is huge.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think of great athletes from the Bay Area, I mean, I think you immediately get into DiMaggio, you get into Brady. Those are, if you want to get into that game, because there are a ton of athletes from that part of the world.
Point guards, Jason Kidd, Gary Payton, and Dame Lillard. That is as good as it gets when it comes to guard play.
It's as good as anything New York. We'll put it up against New York point guards, to be honest. And everyone thinks New York is the mecca. Yeah.
Not thanks.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4477.
I mean, if we're doing from the Bay Area and guys who come back there, like Marshawn Lynch is like, by personality, just wins that debate.
Well, and Cal, and also, he did play for the Raiders. Yeah. But it's, so we're obviously, for the team sport guys,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
We're not doing guys who are from that area, but we could have a robust conversation about that when it comes to the Bay Area. Instead, we're doing team sport dudes. Big thing. I'd love to hear from people in the Bay Area. Is Barry Bonds more of a sports god than Willie Mays or any other Giant? Because we could put other Giants, more recent Giants up there, the Madison Bumgarners, Buster Posey, who pulled off this blockbuster yesterday as part of the front office.
That's another for negative Devers. Question.
Juan Marichal and Willie McCovey. I mean, those are huge, huge names in baseball history.
Massive figures. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Is it Bonds deserve to be the Giants representative on this Mount Olympus?
EJ mentioned one too. Ricky Henderson, I feel like he played too many places to get in any of these Mount Olympuses, but I count him as a sports god in general. He's a general sports god.
Well, Reggie Jackson would be the other one, but Reggie also.
I think you might put Ricky over Reggie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Reggie didn't spend that many years in Oakland. I'm curious he spent more time, and also the Bash Brothers as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ricky...
And Eckersley, too. I said Raleigh Fingers earlier. I met Eck.
I think Ricky would be there I think it would be Reggie. The only thing is that Reggie also has this incredible postseason legacy with the Yankees. I'm not saying that you can't do both. It's just he's split.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
He's more of an A than a Yankee. That felt weird coming out of my mouth, actually.
I think he's more of an A than a Yankee.
Who, Reggie Jackson?
I think he is, yeah.
Wow. I think you're wrong about that one.
He was an MVP somewhere, and it was not New York.
Yeah, but he's a 3 home runs in one World Series game.
I mean, it's one game, but I'm talking about him as an overall player.
But he was really great in New York, too. And the battles back and forth with Billy Martin.
Right, but I mean, he won championships in Oakland.
No, he won them both places. I know.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, obviously he's in the Hall with a Yankee hat. I don't think there's any question about that.
Is he?
Definitely. He's
Can
a
we
Yankee.
Find his
he's
Cooper?
One of the most famous Yankees of all time.
Can we find his Cooperstown plaque, please? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4-4.
That's a Yankee hat.
7-6. That is kind of crazy.
I mean, come on. How many years was he actually in Oakland? I mean, like...
Stand by. We'll get that for you.
Yeah, I saw, like, it was like... I think he played, because he played 1 year in Kansas City, too, when they were the Kansas City Athletics.
68 through 75, and then returned in 87.
So, but 1 year in KC, so it was like 7 years. Anyway, I agree with Maggie. Like, the World Series of Reggie Jackson
His top season with WAR are all with the A's. 69, 73, and 75. He doesn't have a Yankee season that's anywhere close to his numbers with the A's.
I get it, but again, you want to go to moments. I mean, he's got one of the most famous postseason games ever, EJ. Ever.
This is not a debate. If we put a poll up, it's 80 to 20.
This is now going to bleed out to a Reggie Jackson debate.
I don't think
Reggie Jackson more an A or a Yankee? Just put it up.
Let's bet lunch on the results of that one, EJ.
It doesn't mean people are right if they say it. I mean, the stats are the stats.
Let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. Chris is in Vancouver. Chris, you think we left off some major, major sports gods of the Bay Area. Go ahead.
Yeah. Perloff nailed all four, I believe. But I like to stir the drink a little bit here. So I'm gonna start off with, and I got a question for you, Maggie. What's the biggest sport in America?
Football.
Biggest league. Thank you. So what about Al Davis?
I know. This is tough.
Sorry.
But he also moved the team from the Bay Area, though, Chris.
Twice.
He came back. And
then he left again.
His family left.
I think he was gone by then. But
yeah, he was.
Yeah, and then he gave birth to one of the greatest haircuts of all time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I also got, only because my wife will kill me if I leave this guy off the list, Buster Posey. Mm-hmm. He won 3 World Series championships. How many did Barry Bonds win? And then you also got a very influential video game, John Madden.
So here's the thing, Chris. We thought about John Madden, but let's say for a coach, and I know the video game and the announcer and all of that, but would you put him over Bill Walsh as far as coaches in the Bay Area?
No.
Right.
But I'm here to stir the drink. So.
you're the straw, Chris, that stirs the drink. Yeah. Reggie Jackson would approve. Thank you for that.
The problem with this whole exercise is there's only 4 choices. Yeah, of course, and a lot of people deserve recognition, but you have to take someone off.
Yeah, if you put Buster Posey on, are you taking off Willie Mays?
Right, exactly.
And I know Posey won more, but are you taking off Barry? Yes, Posey won more. Why not make that Madison Bumgarner? I know Posey was playing a more difficult position in catching and playing every day, but Madison Bumgarner might be the greatest postseason pitcher ever.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, let's not forget the old guys, too. I'm telling you, watch some documentaries on those old Giants. They were amazing and huge stars.
And let's not forget Shallow.
It's totally out of context. It still makes me laugh all the time. See you guys on the phones. Let's do this. The Mount Olympus, the 4 sports gods from the Bay Area. We get to you in just a moment. Also, the M&P 500. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down after a huge weekend? We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Mount Olympus for sports gods from every major sports city. Today is the Bay Area. Oakland, San Francisco, so tough. So many teams, so many great, great players. Feels like all-time players to choose from. We had a tough choice. I went with Steph Curry, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and my controversial pick, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I went with Rice and Montana as well. Got to put Steph Curry on. Must be there. And then I went with Willie Mays, though, over Barry Bonds. Let's go to Mike, who's in California. Mike, you disagree with me about Mays. You agree with Perloff. Barry Bonds has to be a sports god.
Definitely. Barry Bonds, hands down, the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. To have a baseball Hall of Fame and not have Barry Bonds in it, inducted in it, is just mind-boggling to me. I mean, put an asterisk by his name, fine, but to have a baseball Hall of Fame and not have Barry Bonds in that is just ludicrous. Barry Bonds is the only player that people would stop whatever they were doing when he came to bat. It didn't matter what they were doing, they would stop, put it down, and you'd have to watch Barry Bonds bat. I mean, the guy's amazing, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, but Mike, couldn't we have said that about McGuire and Canseco when they were the Bash Brothers with the A's? Like, what we know now is that it was tainted. That doesn't matter at all?
Definitely, but like you said before, Barry Bonds was on a Hall of Fame career when he was on the Pirates before he was even a Giant.
Right, but that was before the Giants. We're talking about Bay Area sports gods.
Definitely, but I think Barry Bonds is hands down. I mean, and you know what? To be honest with you, the only guy who I think is like that is the guy that the Dodgers have, Ohtani.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely up there as well. I mean, he's another one who I would stop and just to see him.
Oh, I'll give you one more, you Mike. Know? I stopped Ken Griffey Jr. That's the one guy I would always watch no matter when he was up. Can you buy that one?
I do. I agree with you there for sure. Definitely.
Mike, just a programming note too. Shohei Ohtani is going to be on the mound tonight. So how about that? If you think the at-bats are must-see, he's going to be the opener tonight for the Dodgers against the Padres, right? Yeah. So we get him back on the mound after, what was it? 22 months away.
You know what it is? I'm such a sucker for a lefty. I'd watch Barry Bonds. I'd watch Ken Griffey Jr. I'd watch Shohei. I'd watch Bryce Harper. Like Mark McGwire, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I'm obsessed with lefty hitters. Always have been.
Huh.
It's something about the swing. The most natural baseball swing, a lefty, you know, the famous all-time hitters. I'm just a sucker for that. That's kind of why I put Barry Bonds on there.
Over Willie Mays, because he's already?
The highlights of Barry Bonds are incredible. When he got a hold of one during his peak, which I know was tainted, and unbelievable.
I think there was, you mentioned it before, there's like a circle the wagons situation with Bonds. Like, I think that's a big part of it for people in the Bay Area. And you can call up and tell us if we're right or wrong at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It's like, he was controversial, but he's our guy, right? Like, we protect him, you know? Yeah. He will always be a god in our city, even if the rest of baseball's kind of turned their back on Barry Bonds. Let's get to our pal, Big Friendly, who I'm told had a very memorable appearance on the Maggie and Perloff show on Friday. Good morning, Big Friendly.
Good morning, Magsy Malone, and welcome back.
Thank you.
And real quick, can I just comment on the last caller?
Sure.
The reason why Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame, because he couldn't stop wheezing the juice.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they said at Cooperstown. If you weren't wheezing the juice, you'd be in.
Right?
You're saying he got 100 on the test. He just did too much juice?
I'm just saying that man was the best person in class when it came to that assignment. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Big Friendly, can we go back to old business from Friday? Because I missed it, but clearly I caught the social media clips of you on Maggie and Perloff on the X feed. You're on our Instagram. You're all over
you
the place.
You want to go where the women are.
No, that part. You said that you have to be within smell range.
Be in smelling range. Okay. Now, you know, I get a little nervous sometimes and I talk faster than I think. Forgive me. What I was trying to say, and Magsy, you being a woman, so thank you. I was trying to explain to him he needs to be close enough to women where they can get whiffs of his cologne. Then they're going to be looking and trying to figure out where that's coming from. Mm. When they find where it's coming from, they're going to approach Manny. Hey, I don't mean to be rude, but what are you wearing? Manny, I was trying to tell you it was in the reply. Now, sweetheart, if I told you what I was wearing, you'd buy it for somebody else. You wouldn't admire how I smell. Bam! My name is Manuel. How you doing?
Let me digest that.
I got more hits than Pete Rose in this game. Yeah, I'm not lying.
I know, Big Friendly, according to you.
Take it.
No.
Google, I can give you my government name. You can Google me.
Yes.
I got receipts.
I got receipts. Okay, wait, Manny. Let me
get my
cologne wearer, I don't think.
I dabble.
You smell of pine tar.
I did put some on Friday night when I went out at Big Friendly's request, but I did not go to my local DNB.
What did you, okay, Paco Rabanne, like, what are you wearing?
Polo by Ralph Lauren.
Okay, classic.
Manny Wapo, it's eternity. It's Manny Dollar. Come on, Manny Dollars, Manny Big Bucks, baby. You got to wear the stuff that makes them... Who is that? Stop the press. That's what you need, baby.
Yeah.
Stop the press. So here, Big Friendly, can I give the female perspective on this? I've never...
60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah. What's that, Sex Panther?
That doesn't make sense.
I think I've never asked a man what he's wearing, like cologne-wise. If I like the smell, you're right. Guys, smelling good is not a bad thing. I'm going to be with you on that one, but I've never been like... Whoa, what's that?
I'm 100%.
It's a formidable scent.
I just want to be on the record. I'm 100% listening to Big Friendly and not you on this one, Maggie. I've heard your ideas to hook up Manny. No. Big Friendly, you're in charge of this project, not Maggie.
Magsy.
I'll sit this one out.
Once again, I'm older, and I've worked at bars for 20-some years.
Yeah.
So
you've seen it
I've
all.
I've been in places. I've seen women. So what I've noticed, this is just
Maggie
my personal
is a woman,
opinion,
though.
And yes, I know she is, and Bogsy, you being a happily married man, Bogsy, you being a happily married man, how do you know where the women are? That's another call.
You're right, I don't. My one plan is to badger her until she gave in to like me. It took 4 years. I would not tell Manny to go down that road.
Okay, I'm just trying to help out my man Manny Big Bucks, because I think the Latin lover needs to have a queen next to his side. That's all doing.
We're all here for Manny finding love. We're all on the same page. It's just how we're all going to get there. It's so five different routes.
Cut me off.
Yeah.
Because I know you got to get rid of me. I have my four, and I have a poem for the Bay Area real quick.
Okay, give us your Mount Olympus first.
My four, I'm going to go with Todd Christensen, Art Schell, now, and Howie Long. And since you guys have changed the rules,
yeah,
I'm not going to stir the drink. I'm going to spill it all over the table. I'm going to go with Bill Russell for the San Francisco Don 63 and 65 national championship titles.
Crazy. How did Bill Russell win two? Wasn't San Francisco, they had a run recently in basketball? Like, that is a program that did not deserve to win two titles.
Now, can I give you my Bay Area poem? And Daddy Cool, I got something for you on Friday.
Okay.
So here we go real quick. And this is to the lady that a lot of people may not remember, but you play the soundbite a lot. Getting upset over something you think someone said. Man, those Niner losses are really getting to your head. All you smell is doom and dread for your team in gold and red. For your team, having the lead is scary enough, because bang, bang, Niner gang still isn't tough enough. Other teams in championship games should give you a 10-point start, because by the fourth quarter, you run out of steam and heart. I'll say San Fran, Frisco, and the team by the Bay. Wait a minute. Wasn't their old stadium by the Tenderloin back in the day? Oh, well, have it your way. If Kyle Shanahan, I can't keep a lead hand, is your guy, the way he lose leads, why not give Beavis and Butthead a try? AD has retired. That part is true. The Niners have not won a championship since 1995, boo. And I'm out of here. Mic drop.
Wow. That was way better than I expected.
Big Friendly.
That was, like, incredible.
Yeah, Snaps, a Big Friendly coffee shop.
That was...
For a second, he said, he smells like doom and dread. I was like, is that the cologne that Manny's wearing? You're right. Maybe you should go with Calvin Klein's
There
eternity.
Was so much going on there. I thought he was going to give us a little sort of four lines that were half thought out, not an epic.
Yeah, I was expecting a haiku or something.
That was like pretty spot on, too.
Yeah. Big Friendly's poetry is dynamite. He's not there once from a man from Nantucket. No, nothing like that.
Yeah, I thought he'd have one rhyme at most.
Well, Big Friendly, MVP call.
What rhymes with Bosa? Nothing.
Okay.
Mimosa.
Yeah.
Bang, gotcha. And Brian, I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait,
smells
okay.
like pure gasoline.
Sorry. What was that drink that you texted us you were drinking on Friday night, Manny?
Yeah, why were you why were you hanging in a Carvel ice cream shop? It looked it was so brightly lit in
there. Well, hold on. First off, Carvel on a birthday sounds like a spectacular idea. Number two, it was a Mexican restaurant and I was drinking a lot of tequila.
Yeah. Just getting a random text message from Manny from 1 a.m. that just said tequila.
But there was some big orange drink that you had.
Tequila.
Orange? Yeah, that was the tequila. That was a tequila with a bunch of different other stuff that I got at a Mexican restaurant that just a bunch of different alcohol that was put in. But I know that there was some
tequila
in it.
That was a big
like
glass.
Pineapple on the top.
Oh, yeah. And that was a small.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's some bigger sizes. And I had beer as well. What a night.
What you remember of it.
Yeah, why did you text us three times? Tequila, then tech, then just T, period.
How about Caps text on Father's Day, though?
Caps text on Father's Day was disconcerting.
Can we put that out on social, Manny? We need your permission.
Of me drinking alcohol?
No. The
tequila text that then was followed by a TEQ. And then followed by a T period.
Tequila.
And I was like, God, I hope Manny's not driving. He's going to be good to get home. Somebody help him.
Green light.
No. The AI thing that Kaplan made of
the
you
Happy Father's Day.
Go ahead.
That was amazing.
That was something to wake up to.
I was just dreaming this.
That was said at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. That tequila.
It is Manny in the full AI Manny with a baby Jalen Brunson. In a baby carriage, baby holder, whatever those things are called.
Let's go, Nick!
Baby Bjorn.
Well, it's because I wished happy birthday to all you guys and said you're all the number one dads.
Not happy birthday.
And Bogus said thanks also to Rick Brunson. Anywho.
This Nick's onesie is kind of hard, to be honest.
And that actually, by the way, I think that's a baby picture of Jalen Brunson, right?
It looks incredibly, looks spot on.
I think that was out a lot. I swear I saw that exact photo because they got a lot of backstories on Rick and Jalen.
Who needs Brunson?
Yeah. Just Manny all smiles holding baby Jalen Brunson and a baby Bjorn.
Taking him to a Yankee game, by the way.
How Cap came up with that in his spare time. But anyway.
A lot happened in that text message.
Let's go, guys. You're Mount Olympus, the four sports gods from the Bay Area. Bokes, hang tight with us, will you? We also have the M&P 500. We also have game five tonight of the NBA Finals. We have a lot to do. Don't move. It's Maggie and Perla.
I've seen women, so...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Celebrating all things Bay Area today. Athletes mostly, but sure, MC Hammer.
Yeah, although he became a Falcons fan when Deion got there. That was kind of weak.
Really?
Yeah, because we did Deion in Atlanta, and... Guess who's on the sideline at every game?
But that was too legit to quit, not Hammer Time, right?
Was no, that was too legit to quit. That was too legit to quit, Falcons.
Yeah. But again,
Wait, what's the difference?
Two different songs.
Yeah, but still same guy.
Yeah.
Same pants.
Man, I love thinking back about MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, I can't even describe how big he was.
It was huge. And him going broke was like such a shock to me. I didn't realize that a lot of famous people spread themselves way too thin, go broke. As a kid, I was like, this is impossible. He's got to be the richest person alive. It's like sold in a Brunei type stuff.
The man is wearing gold pants and they're huge.
And they're sparkly and he's moving left or right.
Practice.
God. What a legend. We'll get to Bogus' update in just a moment. We're doing the Mount Olympus, the four sports gods from the Bay Area. Bill calling us from the Bay. Bill, what do we have? Bill, you're up, sir. Bill, putting you on hold. Let's go to Ariel, who's also in the Bay. Ariel, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great show this morning. I just wanted to give you guys a real quick here. For the Bay Area, you have Oakland and San Francisco. You have two different areas with very rich traditions. So I don't think it's fair to combine it all. We have so many good players to get just four. But for the four that I have on my mount, we're going to go with Jerry Rice, and we're going to go with Barry Bonds on that side. But on the East Bay side, I'm going to go Al Davis, and I want to put in Ricky Henderson.
Yep.
Cannot talk baseball without popping your collar and pimping your home run.
Ariel, we are thinking not just Ricky Henderson's unbelievable career, and thank you for the call, and the stolen base record and all of that stuff, but these stories, like Ricky is the, he's godlike in that I believe any story that you would tell me about Ricky Henderson, and there's never ending amount.
He doesn't feel mortal. Exactly. Yeah. He fits this kind of list perfectly. He spent double digit years in Oakland. He went back and forth a bunch of times, but certainly an A. I thought about him because you're right. Like, maybe not the best. He's obviously not Willie Mays as a player, but actually he's not that far off. He's one of the great leadoff hitters of all time.
No doubt. Hall of Famer. But here's my question, though. As far as godlike Oakland A's, yes, Ricky Henderson certainly there, but not the Bash Brothers then? Like, if we're putting Barry Bonds on, so clearly steroids is not an obstacle here. You're not going to put McGuire in Canseco?
Well, McGuire.
Reggie Jackson, not steroids, but Reggie Jackson as an A, also very important figure. Well,
but it's like kind of like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee. He left. It wasn't his fault. It was the A's didn't want to pay anybody. But you wouldn't put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee, even though he had the greatest season in Bucks history, arguably.
Well, I mean, I think we did put a few people did have Kareem in Milwaukee.
I think that's the reason. Also, McGuire, same thing, peaked in St. Louis. I mean, are we doing St. Louis, by the way? Because
one of those maybe TBD.
If we expand.
Yeah. The issue
was days announced later.
To address that issue, though, we did consider splitting Oakland and San Francisco.
We did. Maybe we should have. I don't know. Maybe we're
hindsight,
wrong.
Yeah.
Al Davis, though, was an interesting one because he did move the team, guys. So I know he's a legendary figure, and I'm sure Amy Trask would not be happy with us right now.
But they were in L.A. from 82 to 94. It's a long time.
Yeah. Let's get to Bogus. She's got headlines for us on what's a very busy day.
Guys, it escalated pretty quickly in Boston, huh? Rafael Devers gets huge contract. Then Alex Bregman gets signed to replace Devers at third. Devers reluctantly agrees to DH, then refuses to play first base after a season-ending injury to Tristan Casas. We thought things had calmed down, though, until Boston sent Devers across the country yesterday. He goes to the Giants for veteran righty Jordan Hicks, young lefty Kyle Harrison, and two prospects, including outfielder James Tibbs III. Depending on whom you ask, Harrison or Tibbs is the biggest piece coming to Boston.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You should lay low for a while. The Giants formally announced the deal during a 5-4 loss at Dodger Stadium on Sunday Night Baseball. Pitcher Logan Webb likes the aggression from President Buster Posey.
The only thing he wants to do is win. Plain and simple, and I think a guy like that is win now move.
The Dodgers, meanwhile,
did
announced
you throw a trident?
Their big news after the win. Shohei Ohtani returns to the mound tonight, serving as the opener against the Padres. Manager Dave Roberts.
It's a good thing, I think, that we've kind of the live situation simulated or whatever. It's sort of run its course, so he's ready to make his debut on the mound.
Ohtani has been throwing simulated games to teammates and minor leaguers. The team was saying he'd throw at least one more before a decision on returning to big league mounds. Maybe that wouldn't happen until after next month's All-Star game. Instead, it happens tonight with Ohtani expected to pitch two innings at the absolute most.
You stay classy, San Diego.
The Grizzlies and Magic pulled off yesterday's first blockbuster, Memphis sending Desmond Bane to Orlando for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, four unprotected first-round picks, and a pick swap. The Magic need scoring, especially three-point shooting, and Bane averaged 19 points this season while shooting 39% from deep. J.J. Spawn survived Oakmont and Mother Nature to win the U.S. Open yesterday. It's his first major title, just his second career PGA Tour win. Spawn was one of six to at least share the lead during the final round. At one point, there was a five-way tie for first. There was also that weather delay, after which Spawn birdied 17 and 18 to get a two-shot win over Robert McIntyre.
By the way, there was actually almost a real drought bust because Adam Scott was leading for a long time, and he had last won a major in 2013. Maggie, that would have been a home run for you and a very good-looking man.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of hoping because, yeah, I guess J.J. Spawn is not going to count towards my 2025 year of the drought buster.
I think the
first-time champion.
I think, and we're still doing the t-shirts no matter what happens, but I think a first-time champion is not really part of it. It doesn't hurt your drought buster take, but I don't think it adds to your drought buster take.
Well, yeah. The problem with that is I was really counting on the NBA to be a major tentpole of this drought buster, and so with OKC and with Indiana.
What's wrong with OKC? Were you not there when Seattle won in 78?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to get all Seattle mad at me for a guy who moved the team to Oklahoma City and now is claiming to be the same lineage.
How are the Oilers doing?
Hey, easy.
Oh my God, by the way, the Oilers.
Spectacular.
At least there's life because that drought bust looked over when they were down 3-0 in game four, was it?
And yeah. They came back and
I wouldn't count that series over.
It feels overish now, though. They no-showed at home at a 2-2 series. Now they're going back to Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid. Come on, man. He'd be the biggest one on the list besides Rory, but McDavid really would be. Canada, they break the
Canada,
drought.
That's the biggest one. You got a whole country.
It's take of the year if Canada wins. I really need the Oilers to get their heads out of there.
quickly, College Baseball World Series. Coastal Carolina, a 6-2 win over Oregon State last night in Omaha. The Chanticleers are 2-0. They've now won 25 consecutive games. They'll face the Ducks again or Louisville on Wednesday after those two play an elimination game tomorrow. Guys, back to you.
Is this the longest postseason baseball tournament?
So
I feel like it's been going on for a month and a half.
I think what's different now is it might start a week later, so it feels like it goes deeper into June. But I think the calendar is technically the same. It's just they shifted like their 3 weeks or whatever back a week. So it feels deeper in the year.
Because I'm seeing all these huge celebrations. I'm like, they must have just won the title. It's like, nope. They just forced a third game.
They're in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fine. I'm okay with people celebrating.
Yeah, and also, too, I get mixed up because as sort of a casual on this, it's college baseball or women's softball, and I don't know where either tournament is, but it's always, I get really into the game.
I think they're both in Omaha, aren't they? Is the women's tournament? No,
Oklahoma
the women's
City.
Tournament is Oklahoma City.
Yeah, general area.
But I'm seeing these, like, dog piles of guys just, like, on top of each other, celebrating, like, oh, this must have been the championship. It's like, no. Still got another week and a half. Okay, great. Coming up. Coach calls out a referee. Was it warranted?
Brick killed a guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.